Welcome back to the Finsiders on these Dolphins Monday. Continue to look back at yesterday's game against the Baltimore Ravens. Going to chat with wide receiver Brandon Gibson. Four catches, 74 yards, including the big 46-yard reception on 4th and 10, the final offensive possession of the game. That one kept it alive, obviously, for the Dolphins. Take us through the play. And obviously, I imagine, not exactly the way it gets drawn up, but you and Ryan both doing what you needed to do to keep it going.
Yeah, you know, I was alert on scramble rules and making sure that there was one guy short, one guy deep, and I was kind of in that area of the field, and once I saw Ryan leave the pocket, I had to make sure that we made eye contact, and he made a good throw.
Is that something that gets practiced a lot, or is it just one of those things that everybody knows what the rule is in the scramble situation and you got to be responsible for it?
That's something that gets reviewed maybe once a week, and you know, it doesn't get practiced quite a bit. It doesn't get practiced too much, but you know, something that comes up, you got to be able to know what you're doing.
Well, you did exactly that. How's the transition going playing inside? You know, we talked a lot about that coming into the season. You know, people, when you got here, just sort of assumed you were a slot guy, even though you never really had been in St. Louis. But it seems, to us at least, that you seem pretty comfortable in there.
I'm getting better. You know, there's still more things that I want to get better at, but I feel like I'm making progress, and that's a start.
What's the biggest thing for you going to the inside? Is it the traffic in the middle of the football field and trying to negotiate your way to get to your routes?
Yeah, understanding coverage, entrance into routes, understanding blitzes, knowing when you're hot, when you're not, and you know, blocking linebackers or nickel safeties. It's a nickel Sams. I mean, it's a difference and an adjustment you got to make.
On third down so far this year, you've been one of those go-to guys. You seem to have developed a knack for it. Really, in every game this year, there's a couple really good examples of you making a big play on third down. Has that always been a thing for you? Is that part of playing inside? And what's been happening on third down?
No, it's a comfortability, I think, level type with me and Ryan, that kind of slowly building. But, you know, if I get open, you know, why not?
That's right. Yeah, throw me the ball when I'm open. I know it's not comfortable when you don't have balance in your offense, but that means more opportunities for you guys on the outside. And throughout your career, you know, right now you're on pace for over 70 catches this season. That has to make you excited, because I think your previous high was in the low 50s, so your number's being called a lot in this offense.
Yeah, I want to try not to worry about catches too much, because sometimes I start a game with one catch, don't get the ball to the fourth quarter. Sometimes I get four catches in the first half. You know, it just doesn't really matter to me. A lot of it depends on the rotation of the safeties and coverage, but, you know, I just want to make sure I'm in the right spot.
That's interesting you bring that up, because that's one of the things, the qualities all of you guys at the receiving core have to have this year. Sometimes you guys are eating a lot in the first half, and you may not get some in the second, but you always have to be prepared in this offense, because Ryan can go to anywhere, you know, in any situation to you guys.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes, you know, football is a lot about matchups. And, you know, you get the right matchup, you get the right coverage, you got to exploit it. And, you know, I think Charles Clay has done a great job of that. You know, he's won big time, and I haven't seen a lot of people that can really defend him. But, you know, like I said, matchups, and we got to win.
Brandon Gibson is with us. Four catches, 74 yards in the game yesterday against Baltimore. A lot of talk amongst fans and media about the chemistry between the quarterback and the wide receivers. How significant of that is a thing for the actual wide receivers? Because it gets talked about a lot.
It's something that you just got to be on the same page about, you know, getting the right depth and making sure the quarterback's letting go of the ball at the right time, and you know, sliding quarterbacks to slide and make a play or whatnot. But, you know, you just got to make sure you're on the same page as far as where you need to be. And, you know, that's what all three of us, you know, four of us, even with Rashard, try to do.
Where do you feel like that's out? Because obviously a lot of new pieces, you know, this year on this offense.
I don't know if you ever watched too much basketball or not, but, you know, when the Heat first got their big three, they weren't anything, you know, special or to brag about. But, you know, there's going to be chemistry that's going to be developed. And, you know, Brian, you know, especially was started off last year and, you know, had a big season. And, you know, we're looking just to build with that and you know, build more rapport and get better. So I think that, you know, with time, we'll only get better.
Are you LeBron? Are you Wade? Which one? Are you?
I'm not going to say that we're the Heat. Maybe more like the Thunder, I think.
Okay, and, yeah, fair enough.
You know, they can have their KDs and Russell Westbrook. So I'll be James Harden.
You're trying to keep it local. I appreciate that. 3-2. Obviously, it's not a bad place to be, but two straight losses to kind of head into the bye, you know, leaves a little bit of a bad taste in the mouth. In your world, in your little universe, what's up for improvement right now? What's the thing to kind of take a step back at this week and say, this is what I want to get better at the rest of the season?
I think a lot of us are going to focus on fundamentals, especially tomorrow. Just the little things that gets overlooked and the details that we have to be, you know, perfect on, you know. So this game, we want to be perfect, just because, you know, you never really know what's going to happen. So we're gonna take time, and tomorrow get in the lab, and next week get back to it and make sure that our fundamentals of it, you know, because we shoot ourselves in the foot more than anything. And we want to make sure that we're in the right spot.
I think that's one of the things that us in the media and us as fans don't really look at, because mm-hmm. you get the off week now, and it's really a self-scout type of week. You go back over and you say, you know what, Ryan, I should have idled down there, or maybe on this one, are you looking for me to give you the nod and go ahead mm-hmm. and take off and take that seam route? Are those the things that get discussed not only within the wide receiver room, but as an offense as a whole? Mm-hmm. Do you look forward to going back, because, you know, those little plays can make the difference between winning and losing later on in the season?
Absolutely. You know, as a whole, you want to make sure that collectively we're all on the same page, whether it be, you know, Ryan making a check at the line of scrimmage, and you just have to come in and work and make sure you're on the right page. You know, I think one thing I'm looking forward to is watching the offensive line, you know, develop. And, you know, I mean, we have great backs. You know, I don't know if you guys watch them preseason or whatnot, but those guys are explosive, strong, and can run the ball. And, you know, getting back at running game, back on track, I'm going to do my part, you know, block safeties, linebackers, whatever I got to do.
Brandon Gibson is here. Overall assessment of the season so far for you and for this offense?
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress. You know, we have times where we look great, we have times where we look good, there's times we look bad, and sometimes we look ugly. And I think that with time we'll get better, you know, at each and every, you know, phase of our offense, whether it be 4 minute, 2 minute, you know, starting the drive and finishing games.
You guys were just talking about it. The bye week is an opportunity to self-scout, to get better, to look at each other, to look at yourselves. It's also an opportunity to kind of, you know, lick your wounds, take a couple of days to get away from this place, away from these guys, and a little bit of time for yourself. Looking forward to that this week?
Yeah, I'm going to go home.
Where's home?
Seattle, Washington.
That's a long way to go.
Yeah, I got to go across country about 6 hours.
All right. So you head up back up to the Pacific Northwest, get away for a couple of days, come back, and then it's Buffalo next week. Brandon, appreciate you coming in. Thanks a lot. Really nice start to the season so far. Your first year in South Florida, and look for big things in the second half.
Thank you guys very much.